Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Remember the days when we would have openings and another show? A distant past memory right now. Hopefully we'll be changing sometime in the near future, but that's what our regular theater segment is about. Still plenty going on in Chicago's theater community, though. And joining me on the phone line is our longtime friend, Vicky Quadi, who was the creator of so many great shows that incorporated Rulers Across the Knuckles. I'm going to say that's the only show in Chicago theater history, Vicky, that incorporated Rulers Across the Knuckles. Am I correct?
Well, that's the name of my new show. It's just so prescient that you understood that.
Isn't that the big opening song? Rulers Across the Knuckles. I don't remember
the musical version.
I don't remember Tony and Tina's Wedding having Rulers Across the Knuckles or Sheer Madness or any of shows that ran. What, go down the list of these classic shows that you have created for lo these many years in Chicago.
Goodness, it's actually been 27 years. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yep, it starts with Late Night Catechism, of course, sort of mother superior of them all, right?
Yep.
And then I did Put the Nuns in Charge, which was a look at the seven deadly sins of bad behavior. You know, I sort of just looked at you and saw, what would Dean do?
Yep. I account for at least six of the seven.
Exactly. oh, my goodness. I did Saints and Sinners, which was a calendar. The idea was that Sister was putting together a calendar of famous saints and notorious sinners. We did Sunday School Cinema, which was a look at movies, but through the lens of, you know, that Catholic upbringing, which was a lot of fun. Mother Superior's Ho, Ho, Holy Night, which is one of our holiday shows. And then I started my whole bingo series.
So much fun. The Holy Ghost bingo is what you're talking about, right?
I did Bible bingo. We do Christmas, Easter, and for the fall season, we have Holy Ghost bingo.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing it back.
But virtually, though, right?
It has to be virtually.
Right.
I mean, I loved listening to that song. Oh, my goodness.
Wasn't that lovely?
Cinderella. So lovely. And really, all you want to do is be in the audience to see the show, but it's just not possible right now.
Right. Yeah, we have to make do with, little bits and pieces right now and let our imaginations also do some of the work. I mean, I was sitting and listening to this song and imagining it in a big old theater with lavish sets and costuming and, you know, Cinderella by herself on stage at, you know, her moment of sadness, singing that song and, you know, breaking your heart. It just makes me want theater all the more faster. But you've taken the fun of all of these shows, and these shows from Late Night Catechism all the way to the present are so much fun, whether you were raised Catholic or not. As I've told you a million times, I was not raised in the Catholic Church with Catholic nuns and so forth in Catholic schools.
It always can be, though.
It's never too late for me to go back. Is that what you're saying?
Never too late to join.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
To convert me?
To have you sign on the dotted line.
All right. What, do you get a toaster oven if you convert me or something?
I'm going to try.
Yeah, okay. regardless, these shows are so relatable and so fun, regardless of your background. And that's what's so great now that you are putting many of these shows up as streaming performances that people can enjoy.
Well, I had the good luck, the tremendous good luck, to videotape all of the shows, and videotape when videotaping was big, and then I had them converted, and we have digitized them, and they're part of a series called From the Archives. And the idea is that every month or so, I'm going to be posting a new streaming show, and it's just from our archives. So it's a full production. It's not Zoom. It's not cut up. It is a complete production, and people can buy tickets, and I'm using them as fundraisers. So a portion of all the ticket sales go to various orders of nuns that I'm trying to continue to support. I think you have to do something, and this was, for me, one of the best ideas I could come up with.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and I know that you are helping the Benedictine Sisters of Chicago and their retirement fund, because, you know, every time you turn around, it's something that you never expected to be affected by COVID-19 is mm-hmm. being affected by COVID-19, including the Benedictine Sisters, who have really dedicated themselves to helping others all of their lives, and looking forward to retirement, as, you know, so many of us are, and then not being able to because of the circumstances of what's going on right now. So along comes Vicky to help out. The least people can do is, sit down and amuse themselves with these hilarious shows. Make a donation to it and help out the sisters at the same time.
Absolutely. It's the tickets are $20 each. And I have posted on our website, nunsforfun.com, the information. And also, if people think, I would just love to donate directly to the nuns, I've put a link to how you can donate directly to the Benedictine Sisters. So it's one thing, buy a ticket and enjoy and laugh and know that, a percentage of that money is going to the nuns. But also, if you want to, open your pocketbooks, I know it's tough. Yeah. I mean, I know it's hard, but a buck or two, those nuns would really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So how are you surviving during all of this? I mean, you're extremely active under normal times.
Right.
Everything is, turned upside down. How does Vicky Quadi keep herself amused these days?
I am writing. I'm actually have just finished a parody musical based on Laverne and Shirley, which we have done some Zoom readings of, and I've been working through the Chicago Dramatists have really had a fabulous time of that.
Are you Laverne or are you Shirley?
No, I'm neither. If I was going to be somebody, I would be a Laverne.
I picture you as more of a Laverne.
Yeah. Shirley's a little too goody two shoes. Not me.
Yeah, no, I got it. I think that's why I picked you as a Laverne. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, definitely Laverne. And what would you do? Would you be Squiggy or Lenny? I don't know.
I see myself as more a Mr. DeFazio.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't see myself as a Lenny or Squiggy. No. What was the other guy, Shirley's boyfriend? What was his name?
She had a few.
Carmine.
Yeah.
I don't see myself as a Carmine. I see myself a little rough around the edges of Mr. DeFazio.
Yeah. Then making pizzas,
spilling beers. Yep. Yep.
And then, you and I are Facebook friends. I like to write little vignettes about things that I witness or experience or am part of. And so I've taken 10 years of Facebook postings, culled out the best ones, and I have a publisher, Eckhart's Press, and we are doing a book that'll be coming out later this year.
Wow.
Of my Facebook posts.
What a fantastic idea, Vicky.
Yeah, I'm calling it Close Encounters of a Chicago Kind.
Yeah.
and so the idea is just to, here we are unable to really have those one-on-one, public connections, with strangers. You're out and about, you're at the bank, you're doing this or that, and then you have a little moment with somebody. And that's what the book is all about. And so I hope people enjoy it. But first of all, we have to get it edited and, you know, created and published.
Very early stages, but what a fantastic idea, because, you know, people think of, you know, going on Facebook and postings as such a complete waste of time. But occasionally there are fairly profound things that you find on there as well. And if you compile them and, you know, kind of, you know, kind of knit them into some kind of stream of consciousness so it makes sense, I can see where that would be a very interesting take on the world that we're living in right now.
Right, right. Or just even the world that we pass through, you know, whether it be pre-COVID or post-COVID. There is a whole chapter on called The Virus. And looking at it, because, you know, you and I know this, when this whole thing started, we thought theater will be closed for a month, we'll be open next month, and then it became maybe around just before Memorial Day. Then it was well, geez, we got open in the summer, and then it was, well, it's got to be Labor Day, and you know, eventually we just realized it's not going to be this year.
Yeah, we don't know when it's going to be. Exactly. Well, please keep me posted on the progress of that, because that sounds completely fascinating and much better than the idea that I had for a coffee table book from Facebook. Let me get the joke out at least first. From the Facebook posts of people who I wish would quit posting pictures of their feet.
And their meals.
And I don't want to, this is going to be a coffee table book of people's food and feet. Food and feet.
Food and feet, there you go.
There's the name of my book,
Facebook,
my coffee table
food
book.
And feet.
Yeah, sounds equally disgusting either way. Your idea is a thousand times better.
Thank you.
Tell me how people can check out the Nuns for Fun streaming performances from the archives.
Well, they can go on my website, or they can go on Eventbrite. If they go on Eventbrite and look up Holy Ghost Bingo, they'll find the tickets, but also nunsforfun.com. And like I said, it's a $20 ticket, and once they buy it on Eventbrite, then they get a link to the performance, which is on Vimeo.
Good deal. I'm glad you could join us today. It's always nice to talk to you. Miss the heck out of you.
I know. We will see each other. We used to see each other a lot.
All
now
the time.
I just see you in my dreams.
Okay. All right. Well, I apologize for that. Vicki, have a great day today. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.